Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Welcome back to the Just ACT podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, and today we're continuing our discussion on grief, workability, and acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT. In part one, which was season two, episode one, we explored the fundamental concepts of grief and how applying the principles of ACT can help us navigate this complex emotional terrain. Today, we're taking a deeper dive into how grief affects partnered relationships backed by research and thought-provoking reflection questions. My personal catalyst for a follow-up episode on grief is a feeling that's been ebbing and flowing throughout my life over the last couple months. And for me, it's been some time of inaction and just feeling that workability of when to lean into feelings more, when to acknowledge it. And there's the known stages of grief: denial, anger, depression, bargaining, and acceptance. And these are less like stages to move through, but you may cycle between each of them as you're processing what you need to process. So for me, there's been bits of pieces of each over the last couple months. As some of you early listeners might remember, I lost my longtime fur friend Milo back in March, and that grief still creeps up on me in daily routines and moments. I've experienced the loss of a past love being taken too soon by addiction. I've had the fear of losing those close to me for other reasons. I've had mistrust in the larger picture of it all, questioning what's for me and what to let go. And as much as this grief has led to that feeling that we aren't promised tomorrow, so get moving into what you want for yourself, the actions coming out of that are truly like walking through mud, hoping not to get stuck. So today's episode is centered around grief and relationships paired with some reflective questions. As we know, grief is a universal human experience, and it can profoundly impact your close relationships. Research has shown that grief within partnered relationships can be uniquely challenging. When a partner experiences loss, whether it's the death of a loved one, the end of a significant relationship or event, or another form of loss, it can strain the dynamics of that partnership. It can impact how you feel supported, how you don't feel supported, and generally the overall well-being of the relationship as a whole. Relational grief can show up in different ways, each being unique for the individual and the relationship itself. So here are seven ways that grief can impact relationships. Number one, communication challenges. Research by Kessler Kenneth in 2005 found that bereaved individuals often experience communication difficulties leading to a strain in the relationship. Number two, emotional rollercoaster. According to the study, the dual process model of coping with bereavement, rationale, and description, grief is characterized by emotional oscillation, which obviously can impact relational dynamics if you keep moving between these extreme emotions. Number three, changes in intimacy. In research published in the journal Death Studies 2002, authors found that grief can significantly affect intimacy in couples, While some are pushed to seek extra closeness and others are withdrawn. Number 4, conflict and tension. A study by Bonono and Kaltman 2001 reveals that grief can result in increased tension and conflict within couples as they navigate differences in their unique coping styles. Number 5, loss of shared dreams. The article Grief, Bereavement, and Coping with Loss, 2001, emphasized how partners may mourn not only the loss, the person, but also the shared dreams and the future that you had envisioned with this event, this person, this thing still in your life. Number 6, loss of connection. The paper Marital Problems and Marital Dissolution During the Grief Process discusses how grief can lead to emotional distance in relationships over time. And number 7, resilience and growth. In the Silver Lining of Grief 2004 article by Calhoun and Tedeschi, this discusses how some couples experience post-traumatic growth after bereavement, which leads them to feeling of lessons learned and more closeness afterwards. So, reflection question number 1. If you're in a partnered relationship, how has grief impacted your relationship, and what strategies have you used to support each other during difficult times? Now, let's explore how the concept of workability applies to grief in the context of partnered relationships. In partnered relationships, workability may involve open and honest communication about your grief experiences. Open and honest communication is essential in any relationship, including romantic partnerships and friendships that you have for yourself. It involves expressing your thoughts, feelings, and needs clearly and respectfully. Here are some examples of open and honest communication in romantic relationships. Number 1, expressing feelings. Example, I felt hurt when you didn't include me in your plans last night. Can we talk about what happened? Number 2, sharing concerns. Example, I've noticed that we've been arguing a lot lately and it's bothering me. Can we discuss what may be causing this? Number 3, setting boundaries. Example, I need some alone time this weekend to recharge. Can we plan something together for next weekend? Number 4, apologizing. Example, I'm sorry for my part in our argument yesterday. I shouldn't have raised my voice and I want to work on communicating better. Number 5, making requests. Examples, could you please let me know if you're going to be a little late next time? It would really help me feel less anxious. Number 6, expressing appreciation. Example, I want you to know how much I appreciate your support during a tough week. It means a lot to me. Number 7, discussing future plans. Example, I'd like to talk about our long-term goals and where we see our relationship heading. What are your thoughts on that? Number 8, seeking clarification. Example, I want to make sure I understand your perspective. Can you explain how you see the situation? Number 9, handling conflict. Example, I think we have different opinions on this issue. Can we find a compromise that works for both of us? And number 10, being vulnerable. Example, I'm feeling insecure about our relationship right now, and I'm not sure why. Can we talk about it without judgment? So those are all ways that you can encourage and step into open and honest communication within your partnered relationship. Workability with grief may also mean finding ways to support each other in your individual grieving process while maintaining the connection that brought you two together. Creating connection during grief is essential for maintaining a healthy and supportive relationship. And it's important to remember, what is important to you in this process? What are the values behind connection for you? What are the qualities that have you act in service of the values of connection? So here are some examples of how couples can connect with each other while navigating grief. Number 1, emotional support, offering a listening ear, saying something like, I'm here for you. Whenever you're ready to talk or share your feelings, I'm here to listen. Number 2, physical affection. Sometimes that comforting touch or hug can convey more than words, and a simple I'm here while holding your partner's hand can provide that comfort. Number 3, quality time. Spend quality time together, even if it's just sitting quietly or watching a movie. Say, let's spend some time together tonight. We can watch a movie or do whatever makes you feel comfortable. Number 4, sharing rituals. So create shared rituals that honor the memory of this event that you're grieving, this person, this event, this thing, other areas of grief that have passed. So light a candle together, visit a memorial, celebrate that their life in a special way that can add some extra comfort. Number 5, check-ins. Regularly check in with your partner. Ask, how are you feeling today? And genuinely listen to their response. Number 6, plan a getaway. Sometimes that change of scenery can help both partners deal with grief. Suggest a weekend getaway or a day trip to reconnect and rejuvenate. Number 7, open conversations. Encourage open conversations about the person, the event, whatever your person is grieving. Share stories and memories and ask your partner to do the same. Number 8, support each other's coping strategies. Recognize that people grieve differently, and in your partner's need for space or time, respect that need. If you need to talk, express that need kindly as well. Number 9, express love and gratitude. Remind your partner of your love and gratitude for their presence in your life. Say, I love you, and I'm grateful to have you by my side during this difficult time. Number 10, create new traditions. As a couple, consider how creating new traditions or routines that focus on self-care and support can work through this process of grief. And number 11, acknowledge triggers. Grief can be triggered by various factors. Be aware of what triggers grief in your partner and try to accommodate their needs during these moments. Remember that grief is a highly individual experience and there's no one-size-fits-all approach. The key is to remain patient, empathetic, and flexible, adjusting your efforts to what your partner needs at any given moment. Reflection question. How can you and your partner navigate grief in a way that aligns with both of your values and keeps your relationship workable? Reflection question number 2. How can you ensure that your relationships remain workable during times of grief, and how can you support each other in their own grief work and processing? Grief is a complex and multifaceted experience that touches every part of our life, including our closest relationships. So whether in partnered relationships, friendships, navigating grief requires empathy, understanding, and a commitment to workability. But before we go, let's practice a brief guided exercise related to ACT and grief. Find a space to close your eyes and imagine yourself sitting in a peaceful place. A peaceful place that's all your own. You look down and you're holding a container in your hand. Make this container into something that feels safe. So whatever shape, color, texture. Inside this container is all of your grief. Maybe it's from one experience. Maybe it's from multiple experiences. Just take a moment to observe the container. Just notice all the parts of it. Does it feel heavy, light? Notice the color, the shape, the size. Imagine yourself opening the container and looking inside. What does your grief look like? What color is it? What shape does it take? Just take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel your grief. Notice any sensations in your body. Lump in the throat, pit in the stomach, tightness in the chest. Just continue to notice what your grief looks like in the container, how it might shift and move as you observe it. Take another deep breath and imagine yourself reaching out to your loved one to hold your grief with you. You have a hand on the container, they have a hand on the container. And allow it to be there without judgment or resistance. Notice any pushing back and asking for support from your loved one. Notice if you want to hide the container. And what might it be like just to keep the container open and breathe with your loved one? Stay here for a few moments. Continue to breathe. As long as you like, or if you feel called to grab a piece of paper and write down anything that came to mind during the practice, this is your time. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and a 5-star rating. Maybe even share the love with family, friends, and coworkers. Remember, grief is a journey that can be made more bearable through open communication, empathy, and the application of ACT principles. Thank you for joining on the Just Act podcast. And as always, thank you for being you. That's it for today's episode of the Just Act podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode, or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at ashnfio. As always, I want to leave you with a catchy ACT phrase to help you stay motivated and focused on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility. So today's phrase is act now, not later. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.